Another similar question to one we've already had. Is it a virtue to work for the government and help the population live a healthier life by reducing exposure to, let's say, Coca-Cola, McDonald's, and changing the physical environment to increase physical activity? No, no, no. It's not a virtue to work for the government. It is a vice to work for the government under these circumstances. If you did the same thing, now assuming that Coca-Cola and McDonald's were bad for you and changing the physical environment would be good, all of that. If you did it in the private sector, it would be good. It could be if you're helping people achieve a better, healthier life and you're doing it in a rational way, that would be a virtue. That would be a good thing. That would be productive. But to do it for the government is not a virtue. It is a vice because it necessitates coercion. And your salary is being funded through coercion. You are by necessarily aiding a coercive entity to expand its coercion. The fact that some people live miserable lives, that they're unhealthy, that they don't have enough physical activity, does not give them a right to my stuff, does not give them a right to use the government to coerce me into helping them. It is wrong for the government, a government that is there to protect individual rights and only to protect individual rights, not to assist the needy, not to step in when people need help, but to protect our rights from people who would abuse them. And that means people who would use force against us. Coca-Cola is not using force. McDonald's is not using force. A physical environment is not force. People have choices, and they can use those choices to improve their lives. Now, again, don't take anything I've said to endorse the idea that Coca-Cola and McDonald's are necessarily bad for poor people. Given their options, they might be extraordinarily good for poor people. I don't know. You know, I'm not getting into that debate. The point is, government has no role here. Its job is not to help the needy. Its job is to protect.